Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, great. Faisal, you?
We're good. We're now here.
Yeah.
It's the home stretch.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it'd be a busy weekend. I know you voted early.
Yep.
I haven't had a chance to do that, so I'll be voting on Monday. We encourage everybody to vote.
Absolutely.
Right? We're going to talk to...
your say matters.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Greg McLean today. We tried to get the NDP party on. They've declined to join us.
So Greg McLean's from the Conservative Party. Just so those of you know, we've held last week and this week, we were trying to get every key or major political party to come on our show, talk about their positions for Canada, for Alberta, and for the demographic of the age 50. And over for those people who are transitioning to and living in retirement.
You bet.
We spoke to the Green Party and a Liberal Party last week. We wanted to get the Conservatives and the NDPs. For some reason, we did not get the NDPs on board. I have a side joke about that. NDP stands for not discussing politics with Dave and Faisal. That's just my joke. I'm not taking a knock at them. But it would have been nice to hear their platform.
Well, we wanted everybody to have an opportunity to speak and educate, right? I mean, at the end of the day, what we want is people to vote.
Correct.
Right? You vote according to whatever you think is right, but we need to be educated, informed, and that's what this show is about. It's about education and information, right?
So we do have the Conservative on the show. He'll come on after the break, but I wanted to chat with you in regards to we saw some stuff happening in the markets this week. A lot of information. Earnings are out now.
Yep.
People are having conversations with me and some with you about income, duration, or longevity of their income. We call it a drawdown rate. People taking money out of their savings and seeing the value of their savings go down as they take it out.
Yeah. So
you know, those types of things are happening. They're kind of concerned about this.
Yep.
This is a scary point in someone's life.
Well, we had two different examples. So there was a common theme here, and that was a lot of geek speak for, you know, people have a lifestyle they want to support and they need to spend money to do that.
Correct.
Right. And the situation that you had was talking to a couple who had actually been caught up in the downturn, really, in the economy. And during peak earning years, these people are young, early 50s. Right?
Yeah.
Got pushed out of a job. And there's a whole bunch of complexity around that. But, you know, they have to face the reality that they might actually be retired right now and with the savings they've got.
Well, they have been for 3 years.
Right.
And they've been living off their savings. And knock on wood, the markets have been there for them. And it was late last year when the markets fell that spurred this, oh no, what if this doesn't go up forever?
Right.
We've got a problem. We have to figure out a solution to this. And that's when they called us up and said, can we sit down and kind of have a discussion with you? They're in their early 50s. They're drawing down. And these are multimillionaires. This is not like we're talking about someone who's got $50,000 saved in their life savings. They need $50,000 a year. That's not the situation here.
Right.
These are multimillionaires who are drawing $60,000, $70,000, right? So they've got their home. They got about $1.5 million in savings. And they're drawing $60,000, $70,000 a year from those savings to live off of.
Yeah.
And their concern is they're going to run out of money because they're so young.
Because they're young. I had sort of along the same thread, but a different scenario. These fast forward people in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they have been retired for a number of years. They're living very well. But they're starting to see their savings go down. They're spending it.
Yeah.
And for one of the two in the relationship, the couple, in this case, the wife, she was very concerned. She had a number in her head, right, that if she drops below this number,
The value of their savings.
The value of the savings.
Again, yeah.
She's getting getting concerned. And, of course, we're moving towards that. And so it's two sides of the same coin in this particular case. The common theme here is what's this money for? We save all of our life. And let's face it, we've been trained since we were, you first go to work, you start saving. I got to put money in my RSP or my TFSA. I got to put money away, right?
Save. Yep.
Grow, right? We talk about this in the seminar all the time. Every single person listening to this show that was 40 years old had exactly the same goal, just get more.
Yep.
Right? And now we get to this weird point in time where we're starting to spend.
And it's usually in their 70s
right.
that they realize that the amount of money they're taking out and the amount is actually drawing down on their savings.
Right.
So they're not, the growth of their portfolio is not growing as fast as the withdrawal. So they're starting to see their principal value
right.
go down.
Right.
this is a very challenging point in time.
And I want to.
It's scary, Dave.
It is scary. Both parties were scared for different reasons. I mean, longevity when you're 53 is a real challenge, right? When we're doing a financial planning exercise for a 50-year-old with a 45-year investment horizon yep. or lifestyle horizon,
yep.
that's obviously a different set of problems than a 70-year-old with a 20 or 25-year horizon,
yep.
right? So Andrew and his team face some different challenges, but the fear is the same.
Correct.
Right? How people experience it are the same.
Yep.
And it's irrespective. You said this earlier, but I want to reiterate. It's irrespective of the amount of money you have. I can point to people that have literally 10 million plus that still have the same concern.
Same fear.
There's a drawdown. So the relationship between what your lifestyle cost is and your savings and all of those things are important. The actual dollar number, not necessarily that critical.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could be experiencing the same thing with $10 million as you are with $1 million.
Correct. And I find that some people, when they start to see the value of their savings go down as they spend it,
right.
and they realize they can't recuperate. And let me give you an example. Let's say you got $2 million.
Yeah.
And you're taking out $100,000 a year from your $2 million.
Right.
But the portfolio has grown, let's call it 5%.
Right.
You're even.
Well, maybe.
Right? You
mathematically, we can get into that right? argument. But
if you yeah. end up taking out and you don't get that 5% return every single year, which is rare.
And every single month of the year, if you're
correct.
Withdrawing
if you're monthly.
Yeah.
Now you start seeing a drawdown right. on your principal. And right. so then the question starts to come out, will I run out of money? Do I have to change my lifestyle?
Right.
What spending do we have to cut? Let's go through all of our Starbucks receipts and see, can we cut our Starbucks thing? The stress level that yeah. people go through.
Yes.
And then they start to look at, well, what if we just put all our money in the stock market because the stock market did so well this year? Or what if we do something different? They start looking for a solution to match their lifestyle versus looking for a strategy to match their lifestyle.
Exactly. And I'm going to say that your strategy can also change.
Absolutely.
Right? I think people sometimes forget that their life will change as they move through this period we call retirement.
Yep.
Right. And what they're focused on and what's important today might be different than 5 years from now. And then you change the strategy according to that. Right. So I think it's really important that people, first of all, the common theme here is, let me ask you a question. We talk about pensionizing your portfolio.
Yes.
Okay. So if these assets that you've saved or a portion of them are designed to support your lifestyle in perpetuity till the day you're both gone. Okay. If you were in a true pension,
yep.
what would the value of that pension be when both are gone?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero to you. Yeah.
That's right. You would draw
it down to zero.
You have
no more income coming. Because, again, a pension is designed or thought of as an income stream, not an asset.
Right.
A savings of in or investment portfolio, your RSPs, whatever, those are considered assets.
Right.
But an asset turns into income when you're retired.
And then the complexity of multiple goals creeps in.
Correct.
Right? So is it okay to draw all of your assets down to zero on D-Day? So if you knew what day that you were both going to be gone, could you construct a plan to draw it right down to zero on that day? And if you could do that, would it be okay? Ask yourself that question.
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, I don't think so, why? And often it comes because I want to leave something behind for the kids or a charity or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you got a legacy bucket.
Correct.
Not just an income
goal.
Which
is a different goal than your income.
Exactly.
When I hear people are putting all of their money in one bucket.
Yep.
And they're crossing their fingers and they're hoping all my goals for the future are going to be covered with that. Well, now you're becoming very religious.
Well, it would be
you're believing in something that may not be there.
It'll just be stressful because you can't maximize each of those goals with
yeah.
the same strategy.
Yeah.
Okay. So we harp on this a lot, Faisal, and I think from an educational perspective, we're going to use this platform to keep asking these questions. Ask yourself these questions, right? It's not for us to determine what people want to do or how they want to do it. It's up to people like you and me to ask the questions, to get people, individuals, and couples mm-hmm. to think about these things.
And then to build a framework.
Exactly.
And that framework we're going to show you on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. One of the topics we're going to talk about
yep.
is the impact of this election
yep.
on your retirement. You and I'm glad that we've been, this last week and today, we've been speaking to political parties. So I'm really looking forward to speaking to the Conservative Party to get their view because there's different platforms. And I really want to ask the question, how are you going to bring more jobs to Alberta?
Right.
Like we have yet to hear, at least I haven't, yet to hear a one of the leaders come out and say, if we do one, two, three things, we're going to be able to get jobs into Alberta right away, right, next 5 years. There's no confidence.
Well, and how do you restore confidence in Canadian companies to invest and then international companies to bring money back, certainly to Alberta, right? Know that they've got a framework that's consistent that they can invest in for a long term.
Yeah, we need some confidence. That's right.
You need some confidence.
That's right.
Okay, well said. Thank you. We're going to have to take a quick break here, but I want to encourage you to join us after the break because we are going to be talking to Greg McLean. He's a Conservative Party candidate for Calgary. We want to find out what the Conservatives plan should you choose to vote for them and that they get elected. Stick around after the break here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.